You've been on the show now, Dane, for a year, and in that time you have shocked myself and our listeners on various occasions. First, you took money out of a tip jar, a local tip jar.
That's taken out of
context. You were named co-captain of the Gumi, and then the Gumi was cancelled.
That was out of my control.
And then yesterday you said this.
I've never had Milo.
What?
Are you actually serious?
Deadly serious.
Do you call yourself a human being?
Yeah, I do. Never had Milo. This is not a joke. We're not having a crack. I've just never had
this
Milo.
This could end the show.
Now, you know how my memory is pretty ordinary at the best of times. I did want to definitely clarify that I never had Milo. Mm-hmm. I messaged my mother. I said, "Mum, did I have Milo growing up as a kid?" And it auto-corrected to milk. And she goes, "No, not really a lot of it." And they said, no, Milo. She goes, "No."
Yep. And that is ridiculous. It is honestly shocking. So much so I got to trivia last night and a lot of tables were in shock. They could not believe that you have not had Milo. Now no one's saying that you have to like it, just that you haven't tried it. It is as Australian as Vegemite. You will never, ever, ever be able to give yourself the title of being a Milo kid, which every other Aussie person can do, because you are now an adult and you haven't had it.
No, I am a Weet-Bix kid, though, and that's just as Australian.
No, it's not. Milo,
yes, it is.
Milo takes the cake. Dare I say it, you've let down a lot of people in saying you haven't tasted it, because we're supposed to be the most relatable people to our listeners. And this is one of the most relatable things to the country, and you haven't had it.
No, because it was never in the house. We never bought it. I never had it growing up as a kid. It was never in the house as a treat or anything like that. So I've just never had it as an adult. I know a lot of people get around it, have it on ice cream even. They sprinkle it on the ice cream.
I've looked up some recipes. So you have your Milo, you have Milo cereal. Was that good? You've got Milo bars.
Oh, wow.
It's branched out. Then Milo marshmallows, Milo slice, Milo brownies, Milo ganache, Milo porridge. You can put Milo with everything.
Seems like it.
The only thing you can't put it with is Dane.
Yeah, at the moment. And look, I'm not a big milk drinker. I have milk in my coffee. I have milk on my cereal.
But you have milk in your coffee. That's more milk than you need in your Milo.
Well, it's in it, and I know for a fact Milo is a very individual thing. How you like your Milo might not be the same as, say, someone three doors down.
No. Everyone likes more Milo than they do milk. That is on the. I've got the tin in front of me. It says you're supposed to have 3 tablespoons.
How much milk?
Well, to a glass of milk.
Oh, wow.
So, no, I'm telling you, you have, this little tin I have, 22 serves, probably 5 serves for the old herb dog.
That's a massive tin for 5 serves.
That's fine. Milo is there to be tasted, and that's what you're going to be doing next, because it could break the show.
Isn't it just chocolate milk?
It's malt. Oh. Don't say, is it just chocolate milk? You don't know what it is. You have let down Milo, the Australian family, the Riverina, for the last 35 years of you living, because it's been around since 1934.
No, it's not before I was on the planet.
No excuse for you not to have tried it. So next, we're hopefully going to get you on board, and if you're not, well, I don't know. The bosses are going to, we're going to have a meeting. Right now, this is the make or break of the Herbie and Dane show here in the Riverina, because Dane here shocked, I'm going to say the world yesterday, by announcing that he had never tried Milo.
No.
One of the most Aussie things to date, and you have never tried it, which left me baffled, left our co-workers baffled.
Yeah.
I got to trivia last night. They were baffled.
Yeah.
And so I thought, we've got to get you across the line, and my whole body is crossed right now. So what I have done is I have made a Milo drink up for you.
Yes.
Now, on the tin, it does say 3 teaspoons of Milo to milk.
Yeah.
I've done the stock standard Aussie way of just below halfway, like a solid third of Milo to milk, because you really want to have the Milo in there. So what's happened is I've stirred it.
Yep.
It's looking that malty goodness, and then it's got the layer of Milo on top, because which shocked
that.
You. You were like, do I need to stir it more to dissolve?
Do I stir it more?
Milo rookie. No, that's the best part about it. You get to drink it and eat it.
Looks
Boom.
Thick.
It's a 2-in-1.
Okay.
Now, we are recording this, so hopefully goes well. But remember, you are in front of a very expensive desk.
Yeah,
so if you don't like it, then
honestly, I don't think it's going to be a thing of not liking it. I think it's this thing of never had it.
It makes me not like you for not having it. I think I'm not alone in saying that.
Oh, look, it's one small thing in my...
It's not a small thing.
By far,
it's not a small thing's not going to one of the theme parks. This is a big thing.
All right, here we go. No, I'm going to get through this thickness on top.
It's not thick. It's just what? Oh, he's had a sip. Initial thoughts?
It's delicious. It's tasty as.
Oh my god! gosh, we changed him.
Yeah, no. Well, it's not like I had it and didn't like it. I just never had it, but I like it. It's good.
Yeah, and you saw how many ads of it. Your friends all had Milo.
My mum had
Milo. Your wife had Milo.
She
and
has.
And then you just haven't had Milo. And right now, your whole world is changed. I'm so sorry to say, Dane, we can never call you a Milo kid, but no. We can now call you a Milo adult.
Yes!